Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, isn't God good?
Amen.
His glory, just wonderful to be in. If you have your Bibles today, please turn to Psalms 145, the song of God's majesty and love.
Amen.
I will extol you, my God, my King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day, I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another and declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on your glorious splendor of all your majesty, and on your wondrous works, men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts. And I will declare your greatness, and I shall utter the memory of your great goodness, and I shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All of your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. And they speak of your glory, of your kingdom, and talk of your power, and make known to the sons of men his mighty acts, and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all who fall and rises upon all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living creature. The Lord is righteous in all of his ways, gracious in all of his works, and the Lord is near to all who call upon him. To all who call upon him in truth, he will fulfill the desires of those who fear him. He will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak of the praise of the Lord, and all the flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever and ever.
I wanted to read that. I don't know where I put it. Oh, there it is. I got a couple of prophecies up there. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for your presence this morning. May we glorify your name, Father, and what you want to do. And Father, I just ask that these words penetrate deep, take us deep in you. We give you glory, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Get ready for a fresh expression. A fresh expression is like a remake of an old movie. He's going to remake us. Isn't that powerful? The Holy Spirit. In the same story time, but a new expression of the story. It makes the storyline more, easier to understand when he takes a hold of our life. And one of the things that I read in this prophecy that I'm giving you today is that God is coming with that fresh expression, a new encounter. Our hearts have to be so full of his love for this year to come. In 2 weeks, we celebrate Rosh Hashanah, and you're more than welcome to come. And I like blowing the trumpets, and I like having some kind of more fruit type of things during Rosh Hashanah, and praying and taking our old life and saying, here it is, Lord, I don't want it no more, and giving it to him. So I really plan on doing that. You should see it in the next bulletin. But anyways, the Lord said that we are to birth a new form of glory. I was in it. I wish I could have stayed in it. I loved it. And it is a fresh expression. And there's a new form of glory. It's a form, it's a template, it's a mold, it's a frame, it's a system, or it's a pattern that governs how we do things. And God wants to release a new form into all of our lives that are here today. Because in order to help other people, in order to help them grow, in order to have that light in us, we have to understand that glory. And if we don't get in His presence, we don't know nothing about it. Then we get depressed, and it's the same old, and I got to change this, and oh my gosh, I got to get up, and I got to do this. And it becomes more of a heavy burden. And the Lord is saying, give me that, for I've got things for you to do. And last Sunday when I was taking Kim home, she says, I like what you said about the new wine. I couldn't remember what I said about the new wine because it was from the Spirit of God. And He has what He wants us to do is to put in that new wine. But we have to be willing to get rid of our old selves. And it sounds so easy. But He wants to release that today. And I really felt like the Holy Spirit in this prophecy that I was reading, it fits so much in my sermon, that I felt like, you know, sometimes we forget that the Holy Spirit is a person. The Holy Spirit is real. The Holy Spirit isn't some whatever that people think, some ghost flying around in a room. The Holy Spirit is a spirit, and He can do whatever He wants. He wants to help you. And the Holy Spirit is a gentle one. And the Holy Spirit is God. And the Holy Spirit is the wind. And I think last year I found out more about the wind than I ever did. He's the rain. So when we say, open up the heavens, Lord, rain down on me, that's the Holy Spirit to rain down on us. To water us, to refresh us. And He's the fire. And He's the oil. And I really love that because the Lord allowed me to speak about the oil. And I just feel it so deep down in my sides. You people need to anoint your houses more and more and more and just welcome that Holy Spirit in. And I feel that so much. I believe that it's a form of spiritual warfare. For me, it is. But I wrote down here that many in the last few months have been under tremendous warfare. That is the truth. But we have to be able to say, you know what? Satan, you take your hands off me. I'm blood-bought. Oh, yeah. And we have to say that. And I have found that I have to say that more than I've ever said it before. It's been the attack of the enemy resisting and counterattacking the new glory that is to come. I felt, and I was determined, that I was going to go down to Ann Arbor, get filled up, because I needed it. I wanted to be in His presence. Everything that came against me, I didn't care. I was going. And truthfully, when I got so bad and I called Joe, he said, you know, what is going on? What I'm saying is when you really want something bad enough, you'll do anything to get there. You'll do anything to get in His presence. And I believe that He wants that new form of glory to fall on every one of us. And one of the things I felt like, it was like preparing me for that new year. Prepare the way of the Lord. And unless we have that new glory and understand that new glory, we're just doing the same old stuff. And I believe, like I said last Sunday, that we all have to be willing that it's here to get into that presence and do what He wants us to do. And I thought it was so amazing that this prophecy said that what the enemy thought would be the thing that would stop you and kill you, it didn't happen. I mean, think about that. I mean, truthfully, when I saw Joe get sick and go through some of the stuff, I've never seen that, you know, in close to 40 years with him. Like, you gotta be joking. And what I'm saying is there's different things that come our way, but we have to say, be able to speak that name. We got to understand that blood. We got to know that new glory is for you and I as sit here today and for the new year. And what the Lord showed me in this prophecy was that it was a birthing process. In order to understand the new glory, it's like you're birthing it. And sometimes it's uncomfortable. And for this new year that's coming, people, it is it's a purging. How else to put it? It's just a purging.
I've been hearing that word over and over.
Yeah, it's such a purging. But it's, but each one of us have to be willing to be purged. Each one of us have to be willing for that Holy Spirit to do what he wants to do. And that new glory is so powerful that, you know, like my husband always says to me, we got that free will. You can either step into it or you can stay right where you're at. And I believe there's something so big that's happening. That's my expectation. I wrote down here different things about the Lord that we have to be willing to get rid of that old wineskin and to receive that new wineskin. And the Lord let me talk a long time ago on the wineskin and what the process of it and, you know, how they did that and they couldn't put the wine in or, you know, that wineskin would explode. So for some of us, we've already started the purging process because the Lord's changing certain things. It's not going to be the way we think it's supposed to be. It's his glory. It's his timing. It's his fire. And I love that. And I want to share with you that I believe that this year right here was the year to let those old wineskins go and to receive the new that God wants. So anyways, I pulled this prophecy up and it said, 2019 is the year to let the old wineskins go. And I went, oh my goodness. And received the new. And I love this too. Because it says everybody's in ministry. Everybody that is here right now is in ministry. One form or another. Ministry and church leaders are to watch for the release of the new. Specific ideas and concepts for the ministry that the Lord wants you to do or how you're to do it. And I thought what was so powerful in this prophecy, it said, it is tailor-made for each one of us. It's just not something for me, or something for Joe, or something for the church, if I can say it that way. He has, excuse me, it tailor-made for you. Also, I think the Lord is asking us to watch our mouths. And that's a hard thing for me. I'm very opinionated. If you don't like the way I think, I used to think, well, what do I care? You know? It's like the Lord has been working probably a good 2 years on me with my mouth. But when you see something that is wrong, you should say it's wrong. Now, what that person wants to do with it, that's their business. But when you see something that you don't really like, you need to say that to that person. And God will let you allow you to say it out of love, really. Now, they might take it not as love. But the Lord is dealing very hard with me on this. So when I saw this birthing, this changing in the flesh, a new flow of his glory into all of our lives, I decree it over you. That's my position. That's the position the Lord gave me. So since Joe and I are one, I decree that over you. And he decrees that over you. That this year will be a new experience of receiving that new glory. Doesn't that kind of excite you? That excites me. I'm excited. I think the Lord is going to let me say some things in a couple weeks in Rosh Hashanah that I feel that he's been showing me a lot of. And I've seen even Perry Stone, I think I don't mean it, hope you're hearing based on it right now. But I really think that even the Holy Spirit was trying to show Carrie Stone something. And a lot of us have seen these new waves, big waves, big waves. And some of us see them as tsunami waves. So when I was seeing it, I thought it was the hurricane that took place down in the Bahamas and stuff, and praying for the people because it was like that. But it was more of a tsunami that comes afterwards. And the Lord said, yes, I know you pray for them, but that's not what I'm talking about. So you don't read this world. And I said, well, I will get it. And the Lord said, I am having a tsunami of my glory hit all the people who are willing to receive my new glory. Mm-hmm. Who want it. I'm sorry, I don't even, it's so hard to explain, but the Lord allowed me to go back to when my kids were young. And I took the kids to Florida, and I took them to a water park. And the water park was noted for the great wave. And I've heard the kids talk about it and stuff like that. It's been a lot of years. I think maybe Shawnee might have been, I don't even know. 7, maybe 8, 9. And maybe Sarah was 10. And I don't really know that to say it truthfully to you. But I thought, Lord, you know, you told me to forgive things that I did, and, you know, back then, you showed me new things, and he goes, I want you to listen to me. Now, both of my children, our children, love the water. Just like my grandbabies love the water. And so I was only waist deep. And I was standing, you know, in this huge, huge, I want to call it a big pool. And all of a sudden, there was a thundering sound. Boom, 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 boom. And it was super, super loud. And all of a sudden, I saw this huge wave from the back of the pool coming towards the front. And Sarah wasn't too far from me. She was here, but oh, not Sean. Sean was almost to where the wave was coming from, and my heart sunk. I saw two lifeguards on the right jump in. I saw two lifeguards on the left jump, and I was just the mama part of you. You're trying to get through that water because that's your baby out there, and I was doing it with everything I had, and I couldn't get out to him. And all I did was say, Lord, please take care of them. And the lifeguards, four of them, were having difficulty themselves. Their boards flipped up in the air, and all kinds of stuff. But anyways, my point was that standing where I was, I grabbed Sarah, and the wave was so fierce when it kind of got to the front that it literally knocked us out of the pool 100%. And in fact, when you kind of fell down, you know, like at the entrance of where you had entered, it was like a pool that had been like cement or whatever. And it was, you know, like picky. And my legs, well, I fell down, and I remember my knees hurting, my hands hurting, but I still had my Sarah in my hands. And I just looked up, and I didn't see Sean. And so I'm just praying and everything, and a lifeguard comes along the side. They had gotten him, and they had come along the side of the pool and brought him, like, where's your mama? Where's your mama? You know, and brought him over to the side. Now what I can tell you that I remember is just holding him, like, standing right there, crying the whole shot. Had no idea that that wave was that powerful. And there were probably other kids as well, but you know, I don't know about you guys, but when certain things happen, it's like you just see your own. Mm-hmm. And so, anyways, I said to the kids, well, we need to eat lunch. You know, like, we need to get out of this water. We need to take a break. And it was really just fear of mom, and I didn't have my act together. So anyways, when I was looking at this prophecy and preparing this message, the Holy Spirit brought that back to my attention. And I thought,
I never want to relive that. And he said, when my new glory cloud comes, it's like a tsunami wave. And either you're in it or you're on the shore. And he showed me that by the fierceness of it. Do you understand what he's saying? He's saying either you can get in it and listen with your Holy Spirit ears or not be in it. He wants all of us in it. Because when we can get in that glory wave, it takes us. It took me to the shore. Maybe it'll take you to another part of the river. The river is the Holy Spirit. Isn't that good?
That's good. I think that's good.
It's good.
I just love it. So the Holy Spirit said to decree this over you, that you will see the new glory that he has, and it is coming fast. And the Holy Spirit also said, this is the part of my sermon, maybe that's just the way the Lord wants me to start it, and then I'll finish it next Sunday. He wants you to see yourself as an overcomer. He wants you to see yourself as being victorious. And until you get into that glory, into that wave, into what he's trying to show you, you never see yourself how he sees you. I think that's powerful. I don't know about you, but you know, sometimes I don't feel good about myself. But when I'm in his presence, I feel good about myself. And all of a sudden, when the Lord fills you all up, I don't know about you, it's just I can't stop smiling or laughing or whatever. Because I've been in with him. The other thing that he said is that when you're in the glory cloud, it silenced the mouth of the enemy. Are you hearing the Holy Spirit this morning? I prayed something over Karen and I when we got home. I prayed that all hell didn't break out in my house or her house. I prayed that no demon of hell could come against us in any way, shape, or form. And that's not giving Satan credit. It's just that when you're so full of him, the enemy can sneak in and you're not even aware of it. And sometimes I have found that when you get so full of him and everything, it's not that you're looking for the attack, but the attack comes and you go, oh my gosh, where did that come from? So I prayed that. Now, when I get home, I walk into a Christian home. Who knows what Joe is doing? But I'm saying I know I walk into a Christian home that there's not strife and there's always peace and stuff. But yet, the enemy can still creep in and can cause all kinds of whatever you want to call it. So the Lord said here that he is silencing the mouth of the enemy when you're in his glory. The one thing I put down here as well is that he's breaking down walls. You know, wouldn't that be nice if all the churches up here could become unified? Not unified saying, hey, I'm this, or I worship that God, or I worship that way, but to be unified in saying, it's all about you, Lord. It's glory to your name, Lord. You know, unified in that way. I think that's powerful. I think that... I've always wanted to see that. So he said he will break down walls. And he will open up things that have been locked up inside of you. I don't know who you hang with. But who you hang with can affect your life. And when people are oppressed, depressed, they affect other people. It's kind of like... One minute, like I said, Karen, she can be full of the Holy Ghost. And when she goes through these little whatever you want to call it, I say, well, I ain't talking to you for a couple weeks. She probably says the same thing to me. What I'm trying to say is your attitude, your whatever, affects other people. So for me, I have to pull away and say, well, that ain't my job, Lord. You take care of that person. You take care of that situation. Are you hearing me? We have to be willing to know that and be able to stay in his presence, that he fills us up. I just don't know how to explain it. But the Holy Spirit showed me how many people kind of depress other people. And then one of the other thing, and I'll just speak for myself, that the Holy Spirit showed me, was I'll go, you know, I don't like this, or I don't like that, or blah, 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 whatever. And the Lord goes, well, it's not for my kingdom, who cares? Everybody doesn't have to believe, you know, how can I say it? Everybody doesn't have to have the same attitude that you got. Everything doesn't have to go Marie's way.
Amen.
Come on. Let's get real here. And the one thing that the Holy Spirit has really been doing is that this new glory, when we get with Him, it's like you don't even know what's going on around you. Now, I know some people don't believe that. Some people believe that, like the Word says, you should always be in charge of your faculties. That's true. And I don't mean that way. I'm just saying that when you get into His presence, He'll change you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I don't want to be
my own. Yeah. Me either. Yeah. And the other thing is, he also showed the Lord has given us the privilege of praying for nations, island nations, different countries. I'm just not smart enough to know the right word. But when we pray for other nations, it's a privilege that we pray that they will have that they will come to know who He is. I had to really take a stand this weekend, and I know I ticked someone off, but that's okay. I know it was from the Holy Spirit, and He will heal it. But I heard a someone that was there at the conference say that there's going to come a revival to the Catholic Church. And the Lord said I should have the attitude, hallelujah, have your way, Lord. There has to come a revival to the people. But I don't believe, and if I'm wrong, I'll apologize to you, but I don't really believe there's a revival coming to the Catholic Church. And a person that I was with, as if really, they're my family's Catholic. And my comment to them was, by the Spirit, don't be under deception. Pray for the people. Pray there can be a revival coming to the people. But don't think the Catholic Church, the Methodist Church, the Presbyterian Church, that a revival is coming. A revival to the people, yes. But not a revival to the church way it stands.
Amen.
And so when I read this prophecy, it said, I will shift and I will change hearts of the leaders of nations. Those who have been hostile even to Christian values in the past, I will quickly move on the hearts and shift them to my new team. Now he said to his team. I will be turning foes to friends. I am doing a new thing. And I will use the least likely, and you will be shocked who's in heaven. Mm. For I will do impossible things in my new glory, internationally and national platforms. Those who are full of fear and doubt will stop and say, wow, look what God's doing. I can't believe it. And the Holy Spirit said, I will make myself known to the nations. One of the things I saw come true here in this prophecy was that he would move on TV. He would move on the media. So stop being so critical about the media, this and that, and I don't want the internet. It's there. The person I was with had a Fitbit, and her phone calls came into her phone. She answered the people from the church. She clipped it off. It went, was programmed to her car, everything quite modern. Get with it. Know what you should have your kids watching and not watching. Know what internet they should get on and not get on. You should be able to handle that and make a decision. But the Lord said that he is moving through the TV, and we saw it. We talked to you about the Marine sitting home watching TV. He said that the Holy Spirit said that he would invade TV.
Whoa.
Come on. And when we pray for certain island nations, and Joe knows where they are, so does Diane. Because Diane was married to a military man from many, many areas. She knows places. Unbelievable. Many of those people can only hear the word of God by TV stations, satellites, whatever. Just pray about that. Pray that the truth comes across. And according to this prophecy, it will show that the things that are true and the things that are not true. I thought that was powerful. And I felt like the Holy Spirit was also talking about how the different technology things will become his platform. I don't know about you, but I think that's powerful. And I tell you all the time that it's all about the Lord and his glory. So that's where I'm leaving off, because I know it's late and the Lord allowed me to share what I did share. But what the Lord wants you to know, that he's giving you greater glory, and you can step into it or not. And I also feel in conclusion that the Lord is saying that there's no end to God's greatness. He's faithful. He's there. But we have to be willing to let ourselves go. Be obedient to him and get in his glory. Isn't that good?
Awesome.
So, Father, I thank you and I praise you about this new glory coming. I thank you that I got to experience just even a little bit of it. Let us all experience it, Lord. And we give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.